down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, you're most welcome back to the programme. Bobby here with you all the way till 1 o'clock today. So, if you work in sales or have an interest in what makes a good salesperson, you're going to love the next 10 minutes because Alan Whelan has over 30 years' experience, and that's what led him to write the book, The Sales Professional's Handbook. Alan Whelan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Well, thanks for having me. Delighted to be here.
Now, straight away, I knew I was going to love this piece. So, tell us, firstly, why you wrote the book. You have a lifelong career in selling. You were doing, I think, pieces on LinkedIn.
Yeah, exactly.
That people were reacting favorably to. You were getting a good reaction about aspects of selling. And then you just sort of decided, I'm going to put all this into a book.
Well, actually, it almost happened by accident. If ever somebody wrote a book by accident, that was me. Because I'd set up a consultancy and I wanted a bit of a shop window. So I started writing these little articles on LinkedIn. And I started noticing I was being followed or commented on by a publisher from Orpen Press. And eventually he reached out to me and he goes, I think there's a book in this. So I had no intention of writing a book until he said it. And then, you know, when I realized it wasn't a scam, I thought, right, so I signed up and away we went, you know.
All right. So firstly, before we get into the art of selling, tell us about your own history around sales. You've been involved HP, Nixdorf.
Yeah.
You were a business account manager. Just run us through your credentials.
All right. Well, I mean, I've done a lot of the usual corporate multinationals. You've mentioned a few of the names there. So I've worked abroad, you know, across, you know, Mexico, United States as a global account director. So Hong Kong. So I've seen a lot of different cultures and how that affects sales. But a lot of it has been really in what I would describe as the enterprise kind of business to business sales, not so much consumer side.
No, that's all good. And do you think that selling and sales, like what amazes me is that some people in organizations, they really don't realize the importance of sales, as in they get so bogged down in whatever they're doing, whatever the operate, that the selling bit, they just don't see the importance of it, that it is what keeps the lights on.
Oh, absolutely. And even worse, if you ask most finance people their view on sales, it's usually not a positive, to be honest. So I described it to somebody as a bit of a love-hate relationship, and they said, no, I think it's more of a hate-hate relationship. So I think the problem for salespeople is the stereotypes. You know, people just assume you're going to be loud, brash, arrogant, self-centered, egotist, you know, whereas the reality is completely different.
Yeah. How do you think the sales sort of culture has changed over the last 20 years? Like, if you go back to the guy on the road with his diary, the kind of rep.
I was that
guy. The fellow who called, you know, like, those sales are still happening, but they're probably happening in a different way.
Absolutely. Well, I'll give you a laugh. One of the clients I work with, I actually went out knocking on doors in an industrial estate recently for a lovely company out in Finglas. I'll give them a quick plug, Promoware, do branded workwear. And we were knocking on doors and the reaction was really positive. I think people were so shocked that somebody was still doing it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to prove to the salespeople that it still worked. But you're right, the culture has changed a lot. And what mostly, especially in the enterprise spaces, the customers are far more educated because they've done the research on the internet. And it's almost you're nearly invited in to talk to them as opposed to you're trying to get it.
But, you know, the cut and thrust of selling is still there.
So it's exactly.
Even if you look at tech sales now, that's a really tough environment.
Very.
And if you don't perform, you know, you're out, like it's target led, it's performance based.
Yeah.
You don't need your numbers, you're gone.
You're gone.
So
yeah.
It's a cruel world. So
live by the sword, you die by it.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
Let's just talk about then, I suppose, what makes a good salesperson, Alan. Maybe I could just throw in my thoughts on this, but I think that likability is probably up there among the most important things that you need. Now, however that's created is a different thing, but the person on the other side of the table that you're selling to needs to like you at some level.
Yes, I would agree with that, because, and this is where the stereotype of the obnoxious loudmouth salesperson gets in trouble, because there are loads of them out there. But what you tend to find on their CVs is they bounce around. They do a year here, 2 years there, because they get found out, you know. Yeah. So certainly likability is a part of it. But for me, one of the most important characteristics is curiosity, because you want to understand, like, well, what is the challenge for the customer? What is their business really about, and how is what I'm talking about going to help them?
Yeah,
you know, so that
and you really do need to find a link to what the person on the other side of the table wants versus vis-a-vis what you have to sell.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And that's why, you know, if somebody says to me, what's the red flag, worst thing salesperson could do? They walk in the door and they go, you should buy my product. It's got X whistle and Y bell and it's cheap. You should buy it. How many do you want? Right? Disaster. And loads of salespeople do it. They just go in and start talking about their product. So you should walk in and instead of doing that, you just go, other customers have bought this product because it solved this problem. Would that be the same for you?
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Just get the customer talking.
So it's a third-party endorsement rather than
exactly
me saying my product's great.
Oh, yeah.
What about dependability? That's another thing I think. Oh. You know, you come in, I'm going to give you X, Y, Z.
Oh,
you know,
God.
If you're not reliable or there's any chink at a sales level that this person isn't good for what they're telling me, it's out the door.
Absolutely. But even the most basic, right, if you say, I'll get back to you by X, you make sure you do. And if you're not going to, you ring them and you tell, and ring, you know, not email, ring, and you tell them, I'm not going to have it because X, Y, Z. And you stand over your commitments and you deliver them consistently. Like, one of the most fundamental things that makes a good salesperson is their ability to build trusted relationships, right?
Yeah.
And if you can do that, it takes time, but the most thing is consistent delivery.
Yeah.
Most important, consistently deliver on your commitments. Couldn't underestimate it.
You mentioned, product knowledge there. And again, I think in a related way, after I like the guy, after I think he's dependable and isn't going to let me down, then it's about, does he understand what he's selling? So, you know, you need to know, if you're selling computers, you need to know how a computer works.
Which I did for years.
Yeah.
And that'll have anybody who knows me in stitches laughing, because they know I know very little about computers. But to be honest, so for me, it's if you understand the business value of what you're selling and maybe not the bits and bytes, because what I would always do, if I sat in front of a technical person, they'd find me out very quick. So I never did. I'd always have my wingman, if you like, who was the techie.
Which, and again, a smart thing to do, because you take pressure off yourself.
Absolutely.
You have the guy in the room who can answer the questions credibly.
Yeah.
And
the reality, the guy or gal who's signing the check probably doesn't understand the bits and bytes either. So they're depending on somebody to tell them, do these guys know what they're talking about?
Yeah.
Right? So again, you peer off tech to tech. Tech people are probably even more allergic to sales than finance people are. So you got to be careful.
So if you were an out of the book, clearly you'd encourage people that sales is a wonderful career. It's been a good career for you.
And I've loved it.
And you'd like to think that it's a place that you'd attract people to come in, because
absolutely.
So what message would you have for younger folk, maybe?
I think the big challenge I see for young folk at the moment is
they don't use the phone.
Communication styles.
Yeah.
You hit it on the head, nail on the head there, because, you know, this idea, and anybody I say to anybody of my era, if you like, without giving the game away, is the phrase that really drives them mental, I sent them an email.
Yeah.
Right, I sent them an email. I don't want to hear that. Pick up the phone. Go call around to their office. Have a coffee with them. So, you know, this idea of I sent them an email, the inability to communicate in person effectively will be a serious drawback for anybody who is young and is used to communicating on WhatsApp. Forget it.
Maybe that'll change. Well, look, it's a great book. It's A View from the Trenches, as you call it.
Yeah.
So it's written from the heart and from
absolutely
the soul.
Yeah.
The Sales Professional's Handbook. The author is Alan Whelan. It's a great read. Go out there and get it. And thanks for joining us, Alan.
Thank
refreshingly
you so much.
Honest conversation, which I always enjoy.
Brilliant.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.